it reminded me of a close type of subject that goes along with this. There were those that helped Paul, like we've been talking about. But Paul, especially if you read 1 Corinthians through, all through it, there are sprinkled references to this, the fact that Paul was drawing out from the Israelites in the synagogues that he visited during his Acts journeys. He was gathering out of them believers that would believe, believers in Judaism that would believe the gospel he was speaking, was teaching. And on the way from just believing uninformed Judaism at that time, not aware that a Jesus had ever been born, because, you know, information didn't travel that well back then. But Paul got there and he would give them the good news, facts about who Jesus is, and that he was born in Bethlehem in Israel, and that he never sinned, that he was the Son of God, that he died on a cross, that he resurrected. These are facts about Jesus that, you know, are contributing to his being able to save us, but it's not a gospel of salvation. There's nothing in those facts that says how to be saved. But so that was on the way. That was what he preached to these people first, and afterwards some of them believed, some did not. The ones that did not remained apostate Israel in the synagogues, and they retained control of the synagogues. But the bunch that came out, and I say bunch advisedly, I think, because it wasn't a single group. It was some that believed that that Jesus was the Son of God, risen from the dead, and would continue to believe that Christ was coming back, they had just learned that there was a Jesus Christ, but they were still looking for their Messiah to come and reign over Israel and be part, you know, be the king over them. They would be the little flock type people. But also in that group that believed the gospel of God, facts about Jesus, that came out from the synagogue, were no longer welcome in that apostate synagogue by those apostate Jews, would be those that believed that Jesus was the risen Messiah, but also believed that Christ died for their sins and that they didn't have to wait for a kingdom. They were already saved by believing that Christ died for their sins, believing the gospel of Christ. So those two types of people both had to come out of the synagogue. Paul witnessed the gospel, preached the gospel to them. Some believed and some did not, you know, and so he separated them. But a prime example of that type of person that was a Israelite and then believed Paul's gospel would be Silas, I would say, in these, you know, in what happened. Look at, I forgot one verse. Let's look at this series of verses, and then on the end we'll tag on there 1 Thessalonians 1:1, I think it is. I'll have to check that. But starting with Acts 15:22, then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church, talking about that Acts 15 church council there at the church of Jerusalem, the little flock church, kingdom believers. It pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, whose surname was Barsabas. That's a different, oh, not, you know, okay. His name is Barsabas. It's not Judas Iscariot. And the other person was Silas, chief among the brethren. In verse 25, it seemed good unto us, being assembled together with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. So they speak highly of each other in the different churches, in those two different churches believing different gospels. They both had the same Savior. They both, you know, loved the same Lord. But they were saved by different gospels. Paul wasn't waiting for a kingdom from heaven on earth in which he would be part. And Peter wasn't ever expecting or ever told that he would go to heaven or that he was saved immediately by believing the gospel. They had to endure to the end. But going on, talking about it seemed good to us to send chosen men unto you, verse 25, with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, verse 26, men who have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 27, we have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. In other words, from both groups of churches, there were there was Paul and Barnabas from the body of Christ, and there was Judas and Silas from the Jerusalem church. Verse 32, and Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. So they spoke unto the church there at Antioch. And verse 34, notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there. So Judas went back to Jerusalem. Silas stayed there. And then if we could look at, here it is. Silas appears again. His name, a Greek spelling, I guess, or I don't know which one is the Greek and which is the Hebrew spelling translated into English. But it says, Paul and Silvanus, that's Silas, and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, there we go, which is in God our Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Silvanus goes with Paul and is, if you look in, I think it's 2:7, is it 1 Thessalonians 2:7? Let me just check that. I think that's what we're looking for. 2:7. No, that's not it. Who's got it there where they're called apostles? All right, it's going to take another minute. Give me a minute here. If somebody has a comment, feel free to raise your hand. But I'll find it in just a second here. Okay, 2:6. One verse off. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 6. And if we could see that. It says, nor of men, nor sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. Plural, apostles. Not just Paul, but those also mentioned there. Paul in 1 Thessalonians 1:1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timotheus are all apostles in the body of Christ. Not the 12 apostles. In the body of Christ, apostles. And so Silas is named as an apostle, where he had started out in the church in Jerusalem, but he's one that believed the gospel that Paul taught as well. I mean, the gospel of Christ, the gospel of salvation, not just the gospel of God, facts about who Jesus is.